Oh, God. I thought we were done with that. You should have heard him before the show, by the way.
God, what's going on? I'm
really worried about Brandon's diet.
It's healthy.
It's not healthy.
I learned this on The Family Guy, that you can't fart when you have cancer, so Brandon must be very healthy.
Oh, that's good.
He farts all over the plate.
Is that true?
That's according to The Family Guy.
That sounds like an urban legend. But why would that be an urban legend? That's the most ridiculous urban legend ever.
Why?
There's a better chance of waking up in a bathtub full of ice with call 911 than of not farting because you have cancer.
Yeah, why would those two things coincide?
I don't know. You have to ask
the
Seth
Family
MacFarlane.
Guy. Fascinating.
Yeah. He's the one who put that out there.
Oh,
all right.
God.
It's the best of the Drew and Mike Show, brought to you by Scott Kunith of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual. To see what your home is worth, or if you need help in finding your new one, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. And you can text Scott. He's more than happy to text back and forth with you, and he also will talk in props. You can email the rising star of Coldwell Banker, Weir Manual, at skunath@cbwm.com. That's skunath@cbwm.com. Scott Kunath can bring you the best of for quite a while now, and it is springtime, so if you're just looking for help in figuring out if you can sell your house for what you think you can sell it for, and you want a second opinion or anything at all, Scott would love to help you. Sometimes it's that introductory call that gets you on the path to selling your home or buying a new one. Scott's happy to help you through those early segments of the operation. 248-797-7746. Scott Kunath.
Isn't that a big time to buy a house?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think he's probably getting a little busy right now, in fact.
Who the hell wants to move in the winter? Ugh.
I know. Well, things happen.
It's
like a job.
The worst.
This best of, by the way, comes on the 3-year anniversary of the beginning of the Drew and Mike Show podcast. And in fact, we're going to have
happy anniversary, a-hole.
We're going to have part one of episode one with Mike Clark on the first show. Well, that was on May 4, 2016, which was about 3 years after the last show at WRF on May the 13th.
Oh, that's weird.
So
weird.
Yeah, 10 days shy of 3 years. Oh my God, what's the chance of that? So that will lead off the
weird.
Show. And I'll tell you about a couple other exciting things too. But first, Cinco de Mayo is this weekend. We've really been heavily promoting the Mesa event, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So hopefully there's still time for you to attend one of those, maybe the Sunday event, or maybe even today if you're listening on Saturday. But what I didn't know, and I'm so glad we're not competing with Chili's Cinco de Mayo, because they have hired someone. I don't know how you compete with John Gosselin.
What?
Yeah. This is Chili's in Pennsylvania, I assume? Somewhere?
Yeah, and Wyomissing, which...
I just broke the internet.
Fun fact, I believe that's where Chad Henne's from, but that's in the eastern part of Pennsylvania.
Who's advising them, by the way? About, hey, here's some talent that you can book for this event.
Well, we want somebody to book for our Cinco de Mayo event, but we only have $35 to spend.
I know.
I'll tell you why.
You know, it's the dumbest picture of Gosselin, too.
What are you talking about? He's mixing. He's mixing some tunes, and they put a sombrero on top of his laptop. You see that? There's a sombrero. Because that makes it festive, you know? Is he Hispanic?
Why is he a DJ? No, is he Asian part?
Yeah, you're right. I think I am part Asian. Cinco de Mayo.
I get it.
I can't believe what a huge dose of John Gosselin we got. What back in it was about 2013, wasn't it? When he and Kate split.
Yes.
And all of a sudden he was everywhere, and he was in the tabloids. He was traveling the world, and you know, living high in the hog with all his stupid girlfriends.
What the heck is this?
I think people thought he had all this John and Kate plus eight money. Oh, my God.
Why did I do this?
He's got so much John and Kate plus eight money. He'd be quite a catch.
He nailed Kate Major.
Weird.
He did. Yeah.
He was such a catch. He got Kate Major.
She stopped by his apartment to do a pre-interview, yes. and they were going to go on to Kate to pick up Kate to interview them together, and he banged Kate Major.
Really magical time.
Who was working?
Go to therapy and figure it out.
She was working for the Star at the time. And then they broke up, and then John just took off the gloves. He'd been taking so much shit from Kate for years on John and Kate Plus 8. I sing that title, the name of that show. It doesn't sound so stupid.
Pretty catchy.
And he just blew up on her. All of a sudden, it was like, that stupid bitch, I don't know why I stayed with her all this time. It's horrible.
Which brings us back to the original question.
She went and got all kinds of plastic surgery then and got hotter.
She looked pretty good.
Yeah.
You still have to be around her, though.
She was a total beast. That episode where they were on the couch talking about divorce might be one of the best TV episodes of all time.
It was really funny.
Hilarious.
I think someone, I don't know who this scientist works for, but he came up with some formula where he said that he said that refraction with Kate Gosselin is the worst refraction anyone has ever been through. It's absolutely
I would believe that.
Horrible.
It's science.
So John Gosselin's been through a lot, and that's why he went to therapy, refracted with Kate Gosselin so many times. Anyway, they have drink specials. It's Sunday, Cinco de Mayo from 5 to 9.
And when you're looking for a party to go DJing at a club kind of party, you think of Chili's.
Of course. No, this is a big deal. Chili's is, they're opening some new entertainment doors.
I love Chili's, but have you ever seen entertainment inside Chili's?
I haven't, but what a way to kick
it
off.
I've seen entertaining other people at Chili's, but not intentionally.
Look at that picture of him, too. Look how intently he's looking at his
computer. I know.
Computer.
Like, this is just the biggest mix of every mix. You're only as good as your last mix. That's what the thought cloud is.
Wait till I hear this banger. Wait till this beat drops.
I'm going to play the beginning of this song over the end of that song and see what happens.
I'll make the song pop. Like Hopefully, poppers that are on special right now. Chili's.
The beats per minute are pretty close.
Genius.
So you want to dial up Chili's? And let's see if we can find out exactly what kind of a crowd they're expecting.
I wonder if he's going to mix in the baby back ribs song.
That's huge.
It's got a good beats per minute.
He's got to at least do it once per hour on his shift.
They're now on special.
Barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce.
Hi, they're calling Chili's. The one missing only 3 days until Cinco de Mayo. This is Sam. How can I help you?
Hi, Sam. This is Drew. I'm calling from the Drew and Mike show, and we were considering coming down to cover. Apparently, you're having John Gosselin on Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, we are.
Okay, what are media allowed in to take a couple pictures or?
I'm not sure. I would have to ask my manager. Is that all right if I go get him real quick?
Yeah, sure. That'd be great.
All right, let me put you on hold real quick.
Thank you.
Yeah, we got to find out how much tickets are, too. Surely there's
I just want to know if there's a media section or...
She admitted that right
press,
out,
a
too.
A press pass.
I know. Uh-huh. Is there a VIP section?
She was acting like, why wouldn't John Gosselin be playing Cinco de Mayo at Chili's in the middle of Pennsylvania?
She wasn't thrown by it at all.
It's so random. Just like throw a dart, pick a state and a city, and then pick a chain restaurant on a random... kind of holiday, and then a random celebrity, and you'd come up with this.
It's so, not that rando.
What do you mean? Like Arbor Day at Applebee's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's Kate Major. It's just so weird. I want my
baby back, baby back. But he is a DJ. He's done a lot of gigs. He knows he's only as good as his last mix.
He's culturally appropriating Cinco de Mayo. Or his computer is, I'm sorry. I'm not going to wear the sombrero. That's cultural appropriation. But you can put it on my Mac. In case you guys didn't notice, I'm mixing with a Mac.
Ooh, the sombrero is...
It's really funny, actually.
Cheesy.
The whole flyer is perfect.
I think they did a good job.
With Ready to Party at Chili's.
Where did you get the flyer?
Someone tweeted it to me. Let's see. Anthony P. He wrote, hopefully Mace isn't too dead on Saturday, Sunday, since this is going on too. That's really funny. He also tweeted you guys, but you guys don't look at Twitter. So.
I look at Twitter.
What? Now when Anthony tweets you.
What?
How busy is this manager?
Yeah. Here the media is calling to cover their Cinco de Mayo event.
He's swamped with requests.
Yeah, he might be.
I want to know what the drink specials are. Does John mix those too? I mean, he's a mixologist and a
totally.
Is he
DJ?
Is he is he bartend as well?
What kind of tequila do you like?
Do you think he mixes in tequila? The song Tequila.
Ah.
Do you think it's all Cinco de Mayo related songs?
No, I don't.
What?
No, I think that's too limiting for John. No. I think he turned the gig down.
I got news for you. He's not turning any gig down.
Wait, wasn't he working at Applebee's?
Yes, he was.
Oh,
he was.
Well, this is a chain.
He was doing
that.
I don't know. Maybe there was an ugly ending at Applebee's.
Well, he was only working for charity.
Maybe he was waiting for a non-compete to end. Because, you know, Applebee's to Chili's is not cool.
Hi, can I help you?
I was calling about, you're having John Goslin, and is that the guy from John and Kate Plus 8, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and he's performing at Chili's on Cinco de Mayo?
She?
John. John's
no, John is, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and he used to DJ at Applebee's, didn't he?
Well, that I don't know.
Okay, I didn't know if there was a non-compete clause in that deal or if John had finished out. He used to work there. Now, he's a good DJ, I understand.
Yes, yeah, we had him last year, yeah.
Oh, really?
For Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, I think the last 2 years, actually. I know last year for sure.
I didn't know that. How much are tickets?
There is no price.
What?
So it's public. Anyone from the public can attend. And did you have a good success? A lot of people show up to see John?
Yeah, we did pretty good. It's all right.
Can you reveal the secrets of his rider? Does he get food comped, and how much food is he allowed to have comped?
Okay, you're going a little far here.
What?
Oh,
he doesn't get any food comped?
No.
Okay.
I
ask who I'm talking to?
Yeah, this is Drew from the Drew and Mike show, and we were thinking about coming down there to cover. We thought it was interesting that John has moved on and he's got this new career, and we thought it'd be interesting maybe to talk to him about it, or at least find out how the gig's going.
Yeah, you'd gladly talk to him. As far as, you know, what agreements were made, that I do not know, other than he's going to be here.
Okay.
Will he sign autographs between 5 and 9?
Well, I imagine he would if you asked him to.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know how hard it is to mix.
I didn't know. We weren't really sure how much attention he gets from the public because he's not, you know, the TV show's been off for a while, but he seems like he's a pretty, I mean, he used to be in the tabloids all the time.
Yes, he did.
So he, I mean, it seems to me it's a fairly, it seems like it's a pretty big appearance. Maybe not.
Like I said, we had him last year, so we booked him again for this year.
Is how far do you have to book to get John in advance? I mean, is he booked months out or?
I don't know the details of it. I'm not the GM of the store. I'm just one of the managers here.
Okay, so you didn't book John.
I did not.
Okay, but it is okay to come and at least cover the event.
I guess I don't know the answer to that. I could give you our corporate number.
Okay,
I guess they'd be able to answer that for you.
Are there a lot of media showing up for this, or apparently you haven't had a lot of requests yet?
Not that I know of. This is the first conversation I had with anybody about it.
I see.
Is he easy to work with, John?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
You're getting like into the personal aspect of everything here.
Well, not really. We're trying to find out.
I respect that you respect his privacy.
I mean, you have a lot of history with John.
I mean, the best thing to do would be call John and talk to him then.
Okay,
these
number?
Questions are more directed at him than they are here.
I didn't know. I'm sure John has a representative we'd have to go through, and we just thought it might be easier to call Chili's and find out. I know John's got people, I know, doesn't he?
I don't know. Again, you're talking to the wrong person about this. I wish I could have some answers for you, but these questions are all geared towards John, so John would be the one that you'd want to talk to.
Okay.
Well,
what's his number?
Pardon me?
Do you have his number handy?
I do not.
No.
Okay.
How are we going to call him?
I have my corporate number handy.
They're closed.
Well, they are now. They're open tomorrow.
Yeah. Is there some? Are you the? You are the manager at Chili's?
I am the manager on duty right now. I am not the GM.
Oh. Is there some? So there's somebody with more authority that'd be there in the morning?
Yes.
Okay. And who's that?
Brandy is our GM's name.
Brandy?
Don't sell yourself short, sir.
Okay. You know, maybe you guys are under lock and key, but maybe Brandy can say more about it. Seems like we struck a little nerve there.
Not really. Like I'm saying, the questions you're asking are basically geared to John, so he would be the one that would be able to answer them better than I would.
Well, we were interested
in
working.
I don't want to put words in his mouth. And
I just broke the internet.
But I was wondering how the last two appearances went.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to get too personal.
Okay.
So the event, it's been a big enough success that you're having him back, so obviously it was a smash.
Okay.
Do you like his mixes?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm working. This is
so am I.
You know, dinner time.
All right, look, I don't be a hothead about it.
I'll talk. Let me go to Chili's.
I'm going to talk to Brandy. I didn't realize that there was somebody else who was. We thought you were the really in charge there. So
just for this evening.
My mistake. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate you not overstepping your bounds.
Got at a low threshold for offense.
I know. God, he was really coming apart the seams.
He respects John's privacy.
He pushed back at some innocuous things, though.
I just want to know how much food he's allowed to have comped.
Love Chili's.
Do you think Goslin
Chili's respects their talent and their contracts and arrangements?
Maybe it's John's weekend with the kids, and he brings them all, and they all eat for free.
And the manager has to take it out of here.
For 4 hours, they just sit in a booth and chow.
That would be an expensive dinner. Holy
exactly.
All them kids.
They're old enough now to eat some serious damage, right?
How awesome would it be if Kate showed up and just threw a shit fit? Screamed at
they're
John.
They're not supposed to eat this, John.
While he was mixing down. Wow, that is heavy stuff.
Well, good for them, man. Year three.
I wonder if
I have a feeling it's one of these things where like maybe 20 people show up and they go, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because he wasn't real.
Or people showed up and went, hey, is that John Gosling?
Yeah, exactly.
I had no idea this was going on. Actually, no, they say.
Well, they have posters in there.
They say, isn't that guy? That guy kind of looks like John Gosling. That guy celebrated birth of John Gosling.
The guy with all the kids?
Yeah, and there they are sitting in a booth.
It was like weird.
Okay. So I was going to mention this yesterday. It's just such a stupid story. I just saw this picture of Sylvester Stallone. He's got his arms out and his palms up like, what the fuck? And he's apparently, he is livid over losing a parking space to a female motorist in Los Angeles.
Wow.
Well, good job. Nice losing to a female Stallone.
And he's in sweatpants.
Left everyone in
this old black T-shirt. Looks like he's got a kind of a gut. Yeah. And a hoodie. Well, the hoodie matches his sweatpants, so that's classy. And then he's got these, looks like pretty expensive sunglasses on. And his hair is perfect. He's like, whoa, what the fuck? And first of all, it seems kind of weird because, I don't know, you just don't expect Sylvester Stallone to be fighting over a parking space.
No.
It's a funny picture.
Isn't that really funny?
I got a wrist guard on my head.
Are there any other pictures? I'd love to see another one. Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, because...
Oh, confronting her.
I believe he ended up with a parking ticket.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, Sylvester got a parking ticket?
Mm-hmm.
After winning the parking space?
What's he driving? What's he driving?
Wait, I love when there's lots of information on a dumb story.
Oh, nope, he avoided the ticket somehow. There's a police officer.
He's driving a fucking brand new Mercedes, of course.
That's supposed to be a different time, though.
Was he in the same outfit?
Friendly.
No, I think he's in a
different
outfit.
Wait, there's a confrontation.
No, this cop was like, oh my God, it's Sylvester Stallone.
I think he'd rather have the ticket.
Hey, you know, I'm driving away from you.
I'll roll out the ticket and spend these 30 seconds.
The crime doesn't pay.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Good one.
No more parking dispute pictures?
Look at that. So
he's so pissed.
I was about to put a little park.
Wouldn't it be great if he just punched her?
They include the picture of him as the doors open and he's just getting out. Then there's a picture with his palms up and then a picture of him like right near the car going, oh, what the fuck, lady? I was you first.
You know, one of those bowling.
I think it's time I get Uber.
I don't know why this reminded me of the story, but did you guys see the story of the guy who fought the two carjackers in Detroit?
No.
Yeah, and they left.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy comes up. You saw it. You were playing it earlier, weren't you, Brandon?
It was up on the television.
Yeah. This guy comes up, puts a gun right to this guy's head as he's getting in his car, and he's like, you know, like, move out, buddy. This is a carjacking. And the guy immediately starts, like, wrestling with him, like, stand-up wrestling, like, trying to move this, like, get the fuck, this is my car.
Yeah.
And eventually, the other guy gets in the car, and so does the guy with the gun. And the guy whose car it is like, trying to open the door, and he's like, get out of my car! It's taking a long time. And so they both get out the passenger side door. You can see the video here. And they run away. Like, this is fucked up. This is taking too long. This guy's too noisy or something. But the funny thing
is it a manual transmission? They didn't know how to drive it?
I don't know. Maybe. But do you have the video there, Brandon?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened at the end was they ran out the passenger door. Like, the driver, the passenger got out the passenger door. And the driver slid over and went out the same door. This is the part that just slays me in the video. The second carjacker, when he runs out, he shuts the door.
Oh, like, that's polite.
I know. I thought it was like,
it's very nice of him.
What made him feel he had to shut the door? Is he OCD or something?
You open a door, you got to shut it.
When you're running away from a failed carjacking, yeah, here we go. You'll see when the guy shut the door.
All right, look, he puts a gun right to his head.
I don't know why. I watched this 3 times, and I was fascinated every time he shut the door. Okay, well, the second guy.
Wailing him in the face.
Yeah, he's pounding him in the face. And this guy's like still fighting back.
These carjackers look pretty young.
Yeah, they do. That guy, that kid was never going to use that gun.
He tried to throw a couple punches back there. He's still fighting with this guy.
That's a weak
The punch. Other carjacker throws a couple punches. He runs away, and now he's back. Like, they're both in his car, like, get out of my car! What the fuck?
Oh, he's got the key fob in his hands.
That's why that's what I was going to say. That's why okay. They got out.
So there's a passenger. Look, passenger's like, I'm out of here. This is taking too long. We didn't have the key fob. The other guy, I'm getting out of here too. I got better shut the door.
Blight.
Isn't that hilarious that he shut the door?
Yeah, really, after he fell too.
Yeah.
Did they find him? Because I knew they were asking people if they could identify them earlier.
I don't know.
Catch those dudes?
I don't know.
Wait, what kind of car is that? Is that a Camry? Does a Camry have a key fob?
Yeah.
Probably.
Any car has a key fob.
Yeah.
Ask Maz.
I don't know.
Who cares?
Why? Well, okay. Never mind.
I don't know.
Wait, scroll up. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. There's more words.
Camry.
2010 Camry? Would that have a key
2010
fob?
Camry?
Sure.
I think so.
Well, it might have been the key.
Seems like I've had key fobs for a while.
Yeah.
I was driving Cadillacs back in
2020.
Ooh la.
Back in the salad days.
You had that D. What's it, the D?
Well, I had an Escalade.
Yeah, but you had that.
A DTE.
Whoa. A DTE, oh, yeah. I was wondering, why
did
they?
DTE?
Energy
that's,
music
that's the
theater?
Energy music theater.
No, but there's.
What was that?
It's a Cadillac.
What was a DTE?
It's a DeVille, right?
Was there an X in it?
It was a nice car.
DTS?
There's a DTS too, I think.
I just remember you guys driving it outside of the radio station. You were letting people like drag.
Oh, yeah. Just floor it.
That was always the best peeling out on that main stretch.
That's a great road to speed on. Yeah, I think I got up to like 80 on that road when I was in a hurry.
On the way to the station. Yeah. Oh, easily. Clark
probably
easily.
Broke the 100-mile barrier.
I think Clark has the record too of speed on Losser.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times. He was always flying down Losser because he was late.
And he rear-ended somebody pretty.
Oh, I forgot.
Pretty
oh,
high speed, too.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And his Mitsubishi?
Oops. That was not so funny.
I don't know what car that was. That was around 2012 or so.
I think so. Yeah.
That
was not a good one.
No harm, no foul.
Not looking too good.
I don't think anybody was injured.
No, I don't either, but.
Oh, nobody's hurt too badly.
Car wasn't looking too good.
No, it was pretty messy.
Crazy.
All right. So anyway, Mike Clark, part one on today's Best of Drew and Mike is the first podcast, May 4th, 2013. We go back 3 years. And then, wait, Tom Tabak?
Tom Tabak, someone accused us of turning into the Tom Tabak show.
Because we had a couple sponsors?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Nobody could. Tom Tabak was an endless series of sponsors. Now, that show, I think, could be a best of, actually. The Tom Tabak
show.
Because listening to the Tom Tabak show was incredible. And it was such a reach to even go there.
Is he still doing it?
Well, let's look it up. Might as well find out. Right. We got to do something. What's next week.
The good news is I have a dog. Loves to cook. The bad news is he does the basting with his tongue.
Is that the Tom Tabak show?
Yeah.
That I was on?
Well, I don't know if you were on it on this episode.
No, I'm not on that episode, but, well, I don't think I am.
I forgot. It's not the Tom Tabak show. It's the duo with Tom and Mike Tabak.
Yeah, the radio show. But that's the TV show I was originally on.
All right. Hey, we've got another big show lined up for you. I want to start things off, though, with a little bit of a disappointment. I sure was disappointed because we had this all arranged weeks in advance. We took care of all the different arrangements that were necessary. And we sure thought we had a lock on this. Michael Carvajal doesn't show up.
But
he's not here. So we're going to have a good show anyhow, okay? Because I brought another contender on for Michael Carvajal. This may be why he didn't show up.
Who's There's Michael Carvajal? Funny
about we brought a real
He's huge in Sedona.
This show is in Phoenix.
Yeah, you guys that know him, you people that know him know who I'm talking about.
No.
No, we don't know what you're talking about.
But first of all, let me tell you, we're going to have a fantastic singer on, Lila Griffin. She's going to do a number with the band here. She's hot. She's real good. And then we got the mayor of Palookaville, Dave Pratt.
Yeah. Oh, Dave Pratt. That's from KUPD. That's a morning guy. This is probably the first week because he had a morning show on every show. And we didn't know. Okay, pause.
Smart of him.
Because, I'd love to see the Dave Pratt interview. I bet it's horrible. Not because of Dave Pratt. But we got a call that Tom Tabak's people called, and Tom would like you to appear on the Tom Tabak show. It's like 2 weeks away, and we're like, what's the Tom Tabak show? He had just started the show. He bought time on the independent station in Phoenix, and his first week, he invited a morning show on every show.
Smart.
So
that's smart of him.
But they suggested that, like, Tom loves the show, and so he wants everything. And we're like, oh, that's kind of cool, I guess. I don't know who Tom Tabak is. Then we read up and found out he was Vic Tabak's from Alice's Alice. Vic Tabak.
Yeah,
he was his nephew. Mm-hmm. Not even his son. He's his nephew. So we go to the taping, and we see, like, there's like 5 other morning shows here. What's going on? We realize, oh my God, this asshole. He wants every morning show in town talking about his show.
Oh boy.
So he has all the morning shows on. And then he does his, we weren't on the first show. So we watched the first show tape. He does an introductory, like a butt-a-log. He'd never done a show before. He just decided, I'm going to have a TV show.
Oh, he's just that entertaining.
Tom Tabak. He did a monologue that was like almost word for word a George Carlin bit. That Zippelin knew. Yeah, we're going, he's doing that George Carlin bit. What is this? And there were all these blue hairs in the audience. I think they started shooting it in Mesa eventually, which is older people.
Yeah.
And apparently people just couldn't get enough of watching a live TV show or a TV show being taped. So they would have an audience in there every day, like cheering wildly, these blue hairs. And they had no idea. He could be Tom Tabak. He could be Larry King or Johnny Carson. But it was ridiculous. No. I don't know how long it was on, but it was one of the dumbest things I've ever been involved in. And Zip and I, every time I talk to him, it usually comes up.
I'm very sad to say it looks like they're not doing it anymore.
What?
They podcast all their shows, and the last one is like last October.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, we listened to the Tom Tabak and Son radio show.
The duo.
And it was an endless stream of sponsors. Mark, how many? They read like 30 sponsors in a row.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was unbelievable. And then it was trivia day. I believe they got us some trivia. Ladies and
gentlemen. Oh, I remember the intro being very, very long.
Yeah. Yes, it's time once again. You've probably been wondering where they've been. A gutter, a sewer, maybe a cell. Hey, wouldn't be the first time they've been in a jail. But nevertheless, I must digress.
And I want to hear that story. Why were they in jail together?
For those of you that don't know, it's a little something we call the duo. The phone lines are open. Feel free to call. I guarantee you'll have a ball. Remember, that's what it's about after all. Oh, and don't you forget.
Oh my God.
Where'd they steal this?
I'm jumping ahead.
Stay with us. We're going to go over some stuff that happened on today's date, like we usually do.
Oh, the Today in History. Every day. It's the first thing on the show.
Question.
It's a big audience grabber.
We ask you a trivia question. You get a chance to answer. We'll give you the contact information at that time. We draw from my hat, a grand prize drawing hat. If you get the answer right, you get
the grand prize drawing hat.
We draw twice. Once after the original morning show, and then again following the afternoon replay.
Too many rules.
So what if they do entry buses?
Swag, a t-shirt, or a ball cap, or a sweatshirt, or a golf shirt.
Who wears that?
I got to tell
you. Their own swag?
A lot of times it sounds like, you're going to get a prize to be named later.
Window stickers you want.
By the way, the Drew and Mike store is open. There are t-shirts and stuff, and probably hoodies and maybe some hats. Or,
really?
You know, I don't even know what. But the last time we mentioned, apparently we sold some stuff. So
maybe more to come.
Joey wanted me to mention it.
Detailing. You can use your silver car wash certificate as credit. Well, car wash
plugs.
And they have the free vacuum service every day and 72-hour rain checks at the Cleaner Quicker Car Wash.
Cool.
We have a Bob Coates photography certificate. This is a family portrait session.
It's the endless string of plugs for all the prize, all the shit they give away.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Including, I think, can't you get Tom Tabak's band to play?
That's right. I think you're right.
Isn't that in there? Did you go forward?
Well, now I jump forward 17 minutes.
Right, but they're also saying that, obviously Leif Erikson, the Vikings was the one that found North America when he found Canada nearly 500 years before Columbus did. Vikings, known for being somewhat violent in nature.
And surprise, surprise, there were Native Americans who were already here.
What?
Yeah. If you want to give somebody a discovering or a joining the worlds, that kind of thing, maybe Leif Erikson, but everybody knows.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead a little more. I love this show.
It's unbelievable how fast this stuff is going. Mm. We're at the point now where we have Microsoft watches and phones. All this stuff, computers like you wouldn't believe.
We should listen to a shitty radio show every day just to build confidence.
Technology and stuff.
Now time flies. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more of the duo. Stay tuned.
Okay, go past the break. The duo is killing it, but where's the second guy? You never hear
first
him.
Actress,
isn't that one of the characteristics we noticed last time? That Tabak, it's like father and son construction. Father does all the work.
That's right.
In fact, when she got, I think it was Ocean's 11 when she got that role.
No.
George Clooney.
$20 million for Ocean's 11?
Well, she got $20 million for that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that was her price
tag. George Clooney.
When she got signed on for that, George Clooney.
They have drops, too.
And one of the other actors.
Brad Pitt, probably.
Right, probably. I think they both sent her a welcome card with a $20 bill.
Struggling actor with a sick.
And it also said, we heard you get $20 for all your films.
Good for you and your father.
She was engaged to her Steel Magnolias co-star Dylan McDermott. I didn't know that. They entered their relationship in 1990, and then she started dating Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh.
I do remember that.
That was
that engagement was broken off 3 days before the
runaway
wedding.
Bride.
That was a weird.
And she went off with Jason.
She played Claire.
That sounds like you want to be on the show. You want to name it the trio.
Jason Patrick. Thank
you. You're getting sucked into the duo.
I can win that photography deal.
And before becoming an actress, she wanted to be a veterinarian.
All little girls want to be veterinarians.
What?
Or nurses.
What? That's sexist.
Wow, the son commented.
Wow.
Going back to Pretty Woman. She was not actually featured on
the cover. This is your life, Julia Roberts?
For the movie Pretty Woman.
What?
The posters.
It's a body double.
The covers for the CDs when they came out. Everything.
No way.
DVDs. It wasn't her body anyhow.
What?
Her head was actually superimposed on the body.
I've been beating off to all these years.
It'd be faster to say they used a body double.
That's every single television movie, every single poster, everyone.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Oh, come on, I want more.
Born, really?
74 on this day, Joaquin Phoenix was born.
I feel like
Joaquin Phoenix. Well, he was Joaquin born. Phoenix birthday.
That's pretty good.
Maz
go,
might fit in on this show. Maybe
you run a business with your son. You couldn't even find another grown man to go into business with.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care.
I'm fascinated by that show.
Sounds like Brandon wants to go home.
Oh, Brandon's a little burnt. That's okay. All right, we got Mike Clark, part one, day one, May 4, 2016. Tom Tabak. We are, Robin Roberts' Twitter. Gina in Colorado.
Yeah.
And Brandon goes to the dentist. And all of it's brought to you by Scott Kunith. Yay. Scott is a realtor with Coldwell Banker Weir Manuel.
Thanks, Scott.
And he's been sponsoring the Best Of for quite a while now. And Scott could have spent his money on getting tips from some other source and thought, I got a feeling there's an audience in that podcast that are going to need a realtor or they're going to refer somebody. Wow. And so here he's been on for, I know, I thought it was a great idea. And I think his bosses thought it was too. And he got the jingle made and all that. And he's been getting some calls and we hope he gets some more, because if you want to know what your home is worth or you want help in finding a new one, Scott's your guy. 248-797-7746. 248-797-7746 for Scott Kunith or S. Kunith at CBWM.com. And here's the Best Of Drone Mike. I'm dying to ask Brandon about his dentist appointment.
Show meeting?
Show meeting with Brandon?
Oh.
Brandon, how was your dental appointment?
It was very bad.
Oh, really? Same problem?
No, the original problem was with my implants, the front teeth.
Can I reveal what the problem was?
Absolutely.
Brandon, Novocaine doesn't work in Brandon's mouth.
I'm immune.
Oh, my God.
So he had to get implants put in with no Novocaine. Nine years ago.
Ugh.
9 years ago?
Yeah, it was, I was having those head issues where I was having some seizures every now and again.
Oh.
And every time I went down, something catastrophic happened. Either I split my head open, which is where I got this wicked scar on my face, or I dislocated my shoulder.
Never noticed the scar, by the way.
I mean,
when you look at it, you'll see it. But right there, right dead center underneath the
By the way, Roche could laser that. I mean, seriously, you could make that, if it bothers you. He could put a little filler in there. You would never notice it again. I had a scar right here that was like from taking, I had a big mole in my above my lip. Some hack took it off when I was like 12 years old. And I remember going, is that scar going to go away? And I'm like, yeah, it'll fade. No, it was like a dent in my above my lip.
It's a legitimate medical procedure.
Dr. Roche saw it and he goes, hold on a minute. Leaves the room, comes back with a needle, and he goes, just sit still. And he put filler in it and was like, it's gone.
He has that Terminator ability to look at your face, scans it for what he's going to do to it.
You got to love being around people like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. This scar makes me kind of look like a badass, so I don't know. I'll hold on to it for a little bit.
That's your call. I'm just saying. He could make it disappear.
What other things are you immune to? Are you immune to, like, poison ivy or?
No, it happened because there was
cyanide
a series.
Gas.
Another one of the, I dislocated my shoulder because I went down, had a...
when they locked you in the bathroom for like 45 minutes?
No, that was too bad. But that led to surgery. Well, another time that I went down, I actually busted my front teeth out at like a speedway. So I'm sure
Why do you go down? Because you had a seizure?
Yeah.
I love that you're still beholden to Speedway, though, because that's like the only gas station you go to.
Speedy Rewards, baby.
Yeah.
Speedy Rewards. What is the
reward for Speedy Rewards? I'm asking this because I go to so many places who ask me if I have this, and I have to say no. I've spent probably half a year of my life turning down rewards programs.
All right.
So I want to, what am I missing?
Speedy Rewards points are kick-ass because I always go there, get my gas, get whatever food, drinks, or whatever. Just use your little card, beep. There's really no purchase necessary except for what you already are going to purchase.
You work for Speedway?
I'm an avid Speedway enthusiast.
Really? Like I am 7-Eleven?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have a program like that, but I still love 7-Eleven.
You have an app?
Every few months or so, I'll cash in my points to get like a $50 gift card here.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, because I load up on them.
At Speedway?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the last time
Can you buy like a Valentine's Day gift there?
Well, I don't know if you'd actually purchase the
gift. I still can't imagine what gifts I would buy at Speedway.
Well, no. I got like a an Amazon, $50, or no, $100 Amazon card.
Oh, just really? Gift cards to
how,
them.
How do you get points? Like, how many points?
Gas.
Is 1 point per dollar
getting
or something?
Paid for this commercial?
It takes quite a bit, actually.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So you need 1,000 points to get a 20-ounce
Don't you have to carry this thing everywhere and have it at the ready in your wallet at all times?
Well, yeah, but whenever I'm paying, I just flop the sucker out. They scan it. Boom. It's so quick.
Oh, it's like a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I had one of
those.
Can
I see it?
Yeah, the last time.
Welcome to the 21st century, Drew.
The last time I decided just to get some Amazon money.
I'm not a Speedway member, excuse me.
I know, but that's every card, everywhere.
I have a NALP card. No, somebody, I don't know where this is, Starbucks or somewhere. They said, do you want to be in this program? And I thought I said no, and they handed me something. It was a piece of, it was like a cardboard piece of paper that you punch.
Oh, yeah, like just an old school one.
I could carry this. I flung it at him.
Gee, how Mazaway of you.
But either way, going way back,
evil Starbucks.
I ended up blowing my front teeth out at a counter at Speedway, which sucked because it led to like emergency extractions. I had to take the teeth out, whatever was remaining.
Did you sue them and settle for points and speedy rewards?
I couldn't really sue them.
They couldn't
fault.
Shave them down and put caps over or whatever?
They were blown out. Like when really? I broke them actually like in the gum line.
Oh my God.
So it was pretty brutal because the next Gross. Year and a half, what I had to do is I had to go through about, I don't know, 10 to 15 bone grafts just to try to puff out my gums.
Jesus.
So I was going at such a frequent pace.
Did you have temporary caps on at the time?
I had a flipper. So I had, it's just like a little retainer that has two fake front teeth. In the meantime, I met Kristen.
It's going to be a rather long story. Oh, you met Kristen in the middle of this?
And I completely hid it from her for 8 months that I had fake false teeth.
What?
Well, you thought she would dump you if she knew they were fake?
Hence the light kissing?
Yeah.
Oh, Trudy.
Explains
brilliant.
That.
Yeah. But I was playing a lot of hockey at the time, so it was really cool because I taped my teeth out and I looked like a badass.
You're playing hockey? You can't make it through Speedway without getting injured. You're playing hockey?
Well, I couldn't help when the seizures come and go, you know. That was a really rough
year. I'm surprised they let you play hockey, or did you make that call?
Well, I decided that I wanted to participate with my friends.
So. Did you talk to the doctor?
But I never had a seizure.
It was a fascinating interview.
So that's kind of cool, though, because you would engage in light kissing because your tooth, but women thought you were just really sensitive and taking it. So, like a guy that prematurely ejaculates and doesn't want to go any further.
I wouldn't really equate it to that.
It's too soon. It's too soon.
What a lucky break that was, the light kissing.
So Elvis Kristen
thinks he's way more sensitive than he is.
Over these series of 12 bone grafts, I was in there so frequently, and they have to continuously shoot you up with the Novocaine that
12 bone grafts?
Ugh.
Around there, and then
and you got Novocaine so often that you became
yes, the
that
last
happens.
The last few,
I must be close to that point.
The last few bone grafts I had, they were just shooting me and shooting me and shooting me, and I kept telling them I'm not numb. And so those last ones were so painful. And then the day came when they actually put these suckers in. And they had to drill two holes in my head. And I felt everything. I was crying like a child, like in pain. This was not tears of, I didn't have something in my eye. No, I was straight up crying because I was
Dr.
in so
Mengele,
much pain.
The dentist?
That's a great reference.
It really sounds
God, that
like
is so brutal.
And then they had to take the posts and they literally had to hammer them in my head. And
oh, Jesus.
Every time they hammered them, I was seeing stars and I felt like I was being tortured.
Can you pop me up so I can play drops over you? I've been trying to play them.
Sorry about that.
Pussy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this story needs some drops. So. That was the last time you went to the dentist because it was so horrible.
Pussy to me.
It was so bad that I developed this fear of dentists. And
understandable.
I decided to not go as frequently as I should.
The truth is,
that'll fix everything.
Would have prevented more of that in the future. Maybe your body has regained its ability to use Novocaine because
sure
you haven't had
it
so long.
Okay. But I'm still so fearful. So I went in there like a total pussy yesterday and I was all upset.
Is that where the story started? That is where the story started.
Yeah.
It is. I do need some work done. I need to get these some wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, that's right.
Which isn't a big deal. I'm glad those are going to be gone because I always bite my cheeks. So screw those suckers. But I also have cavities. I have a couple cavities that I got to get done.
Man, we have some dentistry issues on the show.
We do.
I have a mouth skank.
I got dental dam in the glove compartment of my truck. You can just grab that.
Just two cavities?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Three.
For 9 years?
Three cavities.
Do you use a water
three
pick?
Cavities, that's nothing.
I don't use a water pick, but I need to floss better.
Oh,
that's where my
floss?
Cavities are. My cavities are where I'm not flossing.
Yeah.
Waterpik's the preferred method.
It is, but you can still get, you know, like if you do both, you can get more.
You do both every day?
Yeah. I barely want to do one.
You floss and do a Waterpik every day?
Yeah. I'm not a savage.
How much time do you have?
Yeah, good.
But I hope, I don't know, I like the new
dentist. How gross is your mouth that you need to do both? Yikes.
I only floss like every 7 or 8 days, but I do Waterpik twice a day.
I don't know. Joey flosses more than I do, too. He's a, like, 2 minute flosser.
I got the impression that water picking was better than flossing.
I think the both of them time are management. Healthy because it massages your gums. In.
Who has time? How did this become a Who has time to do podcast? All this?
No, I just time manage. Just floss. Just get the little floss sticks and you just do each one.
Yeah, but there still can be little thingies floating around in there. Nah, and the water pick blows them away.
Yeah, but then you got to set it up.
Remember when you used to?
I know it's a big hassle.
You got to clean it. I guess so often. Right. Have you ever cleaned your water pick?
I put bleach in there. Well, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm putting bleach, drops of bleach in the water pick down to kill anything in my mouth.
Wow. Yeah.
Right on.
That was pretty intense.
Why don't you just fill it with bleach? Just pure bleach.
I don't think we can use that much bleach. I wish I had, though. Somebody emailed and said we're starting to sound like the Tom Tabak show. We have so many advertisers.
Good. I mean, look how long Tabak survived.
He's been doing a long time. A lot of success.
Tabak knows how this business works.
Yeah. The advertiser and only the advertiser.
Got to get ourselves a gig at a mall.
I'm going to start a show and invite all the morning shows on there.
I still can't get over that really happened. And that he's still around. I was searching on him just for fun thinking. I know this guy's doing something, but to find him on radio with his son, his loser son, mooching a radio job off his loser dad. His dad is hot shit.
I want to see if I can find any more. What do you remember that station? We
it was in Sedona. Before. Sedona, Arizona.
K-A-Z-M. Does that sound right?
K-A-Z-M. Yeah,
the
that's
duo it. With Tom and Mike Tabak.
I think Monday's trivia day.
That's right. Every day is a different show.
Isn't that wild?
Monday's Did You Know Day. This date in history and little known facts.
This date in history. That's something AP prints up every day. It's like two pages. That's their show.
Tuesday. is this really a topic day? Tuesday's open topic day. That means you don't have something.
Wow.
A fun look at current events and whatever comes to mind. Wednesday's feel good day because everyone deserves to feel good.
What?
Thursday, open topic day. Wow, they like
it. Like twice a week, huh?
And then Friday is Stump the Duo Day.
Stump us. He's also got his 50s and 60s graffiti gold show, which is, you know, got a lot of show dates. Including
That's right, it sucks.
The next one on June 10th.
I wonder what the band charges. Do they have, if like, to inquire about the band?
Let's see the tickets here.
It's the Tom Tabak band, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the brat in the band, too? They had any idea we were talking about them.
Probably this dude right here playing bass looks like a Gomer.
Look at that dude. Get out of there. Don't get in front of the band. You're no better than those guys.
They have private party rates, too, so we can send
private them. Party rates, because you'll be shocked when you hear this price. We wouldn't dare put it on here because you'd never call.
Jay, pop me up.
This program, listener discretion is advised.
Ladies and this is the most recent show they've had up there from March 24th. Yes, it's time. Even though it's mid-June. You've probably been wondering where they've been. No.
A gutter, a sewer, maybe a cell. Hey, no. It wouldn't be the first time they've been in jail. But nevertheless, I must
The description of this episode is the guys discuss this date in history.
These guys sound crazy.
Are open, feel free to call. I guarantee you'll have a ball. Remember, that's what it's about.
Well, this is the same intro they had last time.
Yeah. Well, if it works, true. Will cause a fit
and are hardly ever why reinvent legit. The wheel?
They don't reflect the rest
you can
of the
see
staff.
His band for 50 bucks. Time, it's just to get a
laugh. One last warning before Wait, 50 go, bucks?
Sure yeah, it's the VIP and keepsake. You get keepsake.
There's a VIP to see his stupid band.
Yeah, general admission, $28.
What? Here's Tom and Mike. And people go?
He's got a lot of shows.
Gotta be kidding me. Oh my God.
All right. Welcome into the duo, 780 KAZM. I'm Mike Tabak.
Oh my
and
God,
I'm Tom Tabak. Stay with us as we
talking?
Go through things that happen on today's date. Have some fun with that, remembering history.
Oh, wow.
And
that'll
stick
be fun.
With us through the rest of the show. As in the last segment, we'll have our trivia question. We always have a daily trivia question.
Oh, cool.
And what do we win?
How do they come up with that?
If you can answer it correctly, and Mike will give you the contact information.
I'm sure there's a few sponsors
at
involved.
That point in time. and you place yourself in the hat for a grand prize drawing. Now,
how long until you get the content?
You're the big winner. And that means you'll win a lot of stuff.
Last time, didn't they do about 7 or 8 minutes of sponsors?
The pros on 89A in West Sedona. That's a silver car wash, absolutely free.
Oh, here we go.
You can use that
here
as
we go.
Card, bigger deal. A day in the West Jeep Tours, 2-for-1 coupon.
There's number two.
Any of their tours.
Those pink Jeeps you see in the mountains in Sedona.
A day in the West Jeep Tours. Canyon Mesa Country Club in the Village of Oak Creek is going to give you a free golf pass. Yeah, free golf, baby.
What?
In the Village of Oak Creek at the Canyon Mesa Country Club. You're going to get a few different
restaurant
coupons.
There.
Or
they're giving away free golf.
These are coming from a group, so in no particular order, you'll get a few from this group. We'll start with El Rincon. This is fantastic Mexican food in Tlacopaque. Been in the same location for over 40 years because they're doing it right. When you want Mexican food for lunch or dinner, baby, you go to El Rincon.
Yeah.
And don't forget their margarita magnificence.
I predict there's going to be more than one restaurant
in this. Bites Grill. This is at the
I don't think they're going to separate.
He back-to-backed them.
He did. That's right.
This is where you go for lunch or dinner when you want to treat yourself.
I think that's where his show is, too, the Soundbites Grill.
Ingredients for your
you
menu
are an asshole. You're supposed to separate people. They do the same thing.
Grill. This is in Tlacopaque up on the second level because right below
that's another barn grill.
Level is where they brew their 7 award-winning micro-brew beers. You can enjoy
where's
that
the traffic department?
The
what's going on here?
For lunch or dinner with fantastic.
How many listens do you think this episode has?
Cafe. This is
Blue Moon Cafe.
Breakfast, lunch, or
Blue Moon
dinner.
Cafe.
That's 4 in a row.
What's
your competitors, you dunce?
I don't think so.
At Stay Route 179 at Bell.
Knock it off, Tayback.
In the Village of Oak Creek. You're going to get a free Harkins movie pass and a popcorn coupon, so you're going to be able to go to that movie
more food.
And munch some popcorn free.
Nobody could possibly do all this shit.
You pick from ball caps, T-shirts,
I would call this a cluttered break.
Shirts, coffee cups and mugs.
The standard programming nomenclature for this.
You mean 8 sponsors in a row?
Yes.
Certificate. I mean 9 spots in a row?
Portrait session. We choose Bob
Coates. Oh, portrait session.
One of the best, and he's local.
That's an impulse buy.
BCphotography.com. And you're going to get
how
a
many how many people have done this? 200.
No, this is redeemable
for
tickets.
10.
On the date of your
no,
choice,
how many people have list have checked
date,
the page?
Oh, four have streamed this to, at some point.
We're talking about
four.
Diamondbacks, Cardinals,
counting us
Coyotes,
right now.
ASU football,
yes,
basketball,
I think we're five actually.
Football.
So stop it.
For that
well, might have been us the last time too. Might be one of the previous ones.
Way you might be that lucky winner.
Sweet.
March 24th.
Whichever ones aren't us are them. Air checking.
After a year
content,
as,
four
as
minutes
a
in.
Local show from New York City, Major Bo's original amateur hour was heard nationwide
oh, this
on
today
the
in history.
ABC radio network.
Sweet.
Now, this was the precursor to all talent shows since.
What happened to Mike Tabak? He used to leave the
Major
room.
Bo's original amateur hour. At the height
we
of
didn't
the
hear him for like 10 minutes
think
last
about
time.
That, 1935. This popular show made the Major Bo's, right?
Mm-hmm. There
a
he is.
A rich man making
breakfast.
$1 million a year.
One of their 5 restaurants.
Can you
sponsors.
Imagine how far they went back then?
That's a huge amount back then.
In fact, it was twice as much as Al Jolson or Jack Benny was making.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Contestants did not get to share in the wealth. They were given
$10. How old is this audience?
And an all-you-can-eat pass to a cafeteria
oh,
across the street
another
from the
sponsor.
Studio. Each contestant had to sign a contract.
All right, I'm just going to jump ahead 10 minutes.
Not use every
see
just for SGs. Wait, they're done with fan history?
Oh, I just jumped ahead 10 minutes.
Are they playing tunes?
I think it's their bumper.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was.
I think it's a tune.
Welcome back into the duo, 780 KAZ.
The duo.
Mike's driving.
1989 on the state. This is when the Exxon Valdez ran aground.
No way, they're still doing it, Drew.
They're
up to 1989.
There's been history certain things that have come up as memorable dates, I think, for the last couple weeks.
This is just filler.
This is the date that it actually ran
It's just filler for the sponsors. To just put something around the sponsors, isn't it?
That's what a lot of radios have become.
And that was the super tanker Exxon Valdez owned by the Exxon Corporation,
what? I didn't know Exxon owned the Exxon.
He knows a lot about today in history.
Sound in southern
I think
Alaska.
He wrote this.
An estimated 11 million
I'm
gallons
I'm going to jump forward 10 more minutes. Let's see.
They got out of jail at 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So 7 years for one kid, 9
is
for
that Mike
the other.
Mike getting more involved?
And they should have gotten out at 18. Up. They stacked up other gun counts on top of it to get it to 21. Mm-hmm. But they were juveniles. So they got out. One of them is still out. The other one's back in jail after a number of different
Oh,
things.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Interesting. And this all happened in Jonesboro, Arkansas.
That's near Delbert.
Yeah, after the school shooting, they went back to jail. Now, following the shooting, one of the kids, Mitchell Scott Johnson,
they're still doing this day in history. Then
claimed that he had been sexually
23 minutes into the show
by a family member of the daycare where
it's the show today in history.
One year prior to the shooting, Mitchell was the 12-year-old Mitchell,
and that's
was
just one day a week
to the shooting was charged. Yeah, that's with
obviously a Monday show.
Girl while visiting.
Let's jump ahead a little more and see if they're still doing it.
I can't believe any of those people are still alive.
What the hell happened that night
in California?
Yeah,
he was an interesting guy. Although he was one of the highest or the highest paid actor of the '60s, he had a reputation for being very tight fisted.
It's his birthday that day, so they're on. They finished this day in history, and they're doing birthdays
and dozens of pairs of jeans. And it was later found out that he gave this stuff to Boys Republic, a private school and treatment community for troubled youth.
Fascinating.
Where he spent a few years himself.
Jesus.
He never forgot
Christ.
That.
Hmm. No more.
Now, a lot of people think he died from.
They're a great team, though. Okay. The material might suck, but the camaraderie is fabulous.
You see this on TV all the time. Right. You know, the attorneys that don't want you to call become part of an action suit.
Yeah.
It's a fatal form of cancer related to asbestos exposure, which afflicts
he's losing me
workers
now.
On.
I like it better when he's doing sponsors
and construction.
I think the sponsors are more entertaining than the material.
Oh boy!
You know who else has a new podcast? Is Robin Roberts? She was plugging it today.
Oh yeah,
GMA.
I saw that.
She's
found a way to plug that podcast
a lot.
I know. I'm kind of surprised somebody doesn't get pissy about that.
Well, considering
kind of pisses me off.
Considering they did a whole big story on Bob Iger being like the number one person in entertainment who owns or doesn't own but runs Disney.
Yeah.
Did you see that where they kissed his ass like crazy?
It was disgusting.
I know. So Robin kissed his ass, and then it's okay to plug her podcast. Which apparently has Gatorade Sidibe on because everybody wants to know what Precious is doing today.
Yeah. Didn't she mention another guest on the podcast? Or she just mentioned...
I think so. I can't remember.
She had somebody, maybe it was last time. She gets big guests, but, you know, she's on Good Morning America, so of course she can get good guests. But I bet the interviews are just numbingly boring. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I'd
called...
listen to the duo.
Everybody's got something.
What?
Yeah,
I can't. I don't even want to listen to it. I mean, I would normally I would say let's listen a couple minutes and just rag on it. But
they talked about how Precious was a phone sex worker. Hot.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm sure. I bet Robin got her to do a little bit of a rap on there too.
The phone sex yeah, rap. Right.
Now that's what you should do to make it interesting. But
yeah,
she would not do that.
Because when I call phone sex hotlines, I'm hoping Precious open and like picks up the phone.
Well, that's who you should be picturing is Precious, because that's probably about the size of the person you're talking to.
Like Gina from Colorado?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Baby. Gina. My girl. She was hot. I'm trying to remember what was my favorite Gina drop. There was one that really got me...
What's the matter? Are you playing with you?
I don't remember her saying she's going to punch it. That's scary.
No credit card, you pathetic little bitch.
I remember that.
Your personal check, sissy. Remember, you must be at least 18 to use a special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So my little
remember the connection fee.
Into your credit card number now, and let's get started.
Okay, now I called the wrong number. I meant to call. I didn't mean to take the... The penis abuse. I just want to call for Gina. M'lady Gina.
Oh, so recall the
M'lady.
That's right.
You will speak to an interesting girl who is both fun and very special.
An interesting girl who is fun and special. That's my Gina. From
so we picked a lady you want for conversation. All this for only $4.99 a minute.
Did we get her second time?
I don't remember.
If you're awesome is that?
Second time you guys called back, you got a hold of Belinda looking for Gina.
Belinda? Not even a good name for a second.
Jay, tell me that was not from memory. Is that from memory?
It's memory.
Are you serious? Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Serious.
Yeah, because Jay asks for Belinda's number.
Por favor. She's like 36.
I believe it.
Wait, this is their whole music? On a sex line?
They use Motown?
What? This is even stranger than what I remember.
I wonder if ASCAP comes after money. Wouldn't that be funny?
I'm ready to connect you with a lady of your choice. Ooh. And we have ladies 18 to their late 80s. All ages.
Doesn't matter. We already
late,
know who we
late
want.
Late 80s?
Wait, you have ladies that are like eight, late 80s, did you say?
Yep, that's correct.
And they something do, for everybody.
What age would you like?
Wait, these ladies in their late 80s will get really wild and stuff?
Yes. Would you like a lady in her late
80s?
No, no. I really want to talk to Gina from Colorado. She's like 36.
Okay, I'm not sure who.
Gina from Colorado. We talked with her the other day.
I think
she
Gina
said
was,
we
I think she was blown out.
Her and she said to ask for her.
I can't
Gina
imagine why.
From Colorado.
And your name?
It's Buzz. And oh, Jarvis.
Gina's not available now.
Jarvis.
No Gina's way.
Jarvis.
Would you like to speak with someone else?
Are you kidding me?
No way.
I should talk to one
that's
of
an opportunity
bands,
had in her phone.
Wow.
Would you like to
Jarvis?
Speak with someone else? Yes or no?
Yes, we would. Can we have like a black chick
who's 80?
Well, how about like a black chick that's like 50?
Okay, and would you like her to be sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, slutty, dominant, submissive?
Gotta be slutty.
We want sweet, sexy, and slutty.
Okay, one moment, please.
Thank you.
Who wouldn't want that?
Gina from she entered, Colorado.
She enters all that into her computer.
Somebody.
Oh, my God.
And it all goes to the one chick anyway. Like there's any filtering system.
Before they hang up, we should have told her, like, you know what? We'll wait. That'd be worth waiting for.
Or Motown.
That can't go on long before someone says, look, I want someone else.
Yeah.
Which one of you guys had to pony up the card on this call, by the way?
Greater Media.
Oh, that's right.
Shows up on their expense line. Reports.
We had a fight to get that back. Do you remember?
Yes.
We also had a fight to get international dialing back.
Belinda, do most guys like Jarvis want it in the is that more common than like the normal way?
Well, most guys want it in the butt if you're talking about what you're talking about. Do you remember?
No, I was talking about, like, when they want you, do they want to, like, put it in your butt more or somewhere else?
Oh.
That's right. You're the one that likes it in the
butt.
What?
Belinda? Oh. Why is Belinda picking on me?
Yeah, she's all
your butt, right?
She thinks I'm a homo or something.
No, some guys like it in the butt. Some guys like
she's
it in the
butt.
Some guys like both, like Jarvis.
Said sexy, slutty. We didn't say mean.
Jarvis so, likes both?
Well.
Does he like your mouth?
Well, look at my mouth. I got these beautiful, full lips.
Yeah.
I look pretty with any size in my mouth, even yours.
I think I got it here.
It was abuse.
That's a great line, even yours.
You will be very discreetly billed on your Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and CTG or Eclipse.
Apparently somebody
no
does.
No credit card, you pathetic little bitch. Then press 1 and use your personal check.
No.
Remember, you must be at least 18 to use this special service. A small $4.99 connection fee will apply. So, my little penis slave, enter your credit card number now, and let's get started.
No.
Listen to all that
no.
demand for money, checks, and credit cards, and everything else. All they have some slut tell
are
you how
you
small your winner is.
All the way? Then go ahead, lover. Give it to me now.
Lover?
Your credit card number, that is. Make sure to press the pound key when you're done, and I'll be right back.
Yep, I think that takes all kinds.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
That is, for conversation, all this for only $4.99 a minute.
Oh, yes.
White lady or black lady?
You better dump out of this. I'm starting like this
shouldn't matter.
White.
Okay.
White.
And sweet and sexy, hot and horny, kinky, dominant, submissive.
Is this the number that you call where they tell you have a small penis and stuff?
You can discuss whatever you want with a lady, sir. Would you like to speak to a lady?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm a secretary, so you need to tell me what you'd like.
So you're not like one of the hot chicks that talks to people? Hello?
No response.
Oh, please! You tell me they
oh, you bitch!
You need to tell me...
Come on!
If they don't get that kind of mentality on a daily basis, somebody that would...
I love just skip. Yeah, we're okay. I'm starting to compare us to the Tom Tabak show. It's bumming me out. I can't believe they actually have manners. At the sex line, they get pissed because you hit a little bit on the secretary.
Yeah, you don't treat people
and they
that
dump
way.
You out, really?
Even though
come
you're
on.
Paying for it.
No, you're paying for it. Why would they hang up on a paying customer? That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Do people still call sex lines?
I don't know. I think real people just do that stuff now.
Have you ever known anybody that called the sex line?
Yeah, a guy that was on the air before me.
I used to try all the time when I was in middle school on like the payphones.
Really?
Yeah, you'd type in like 1-800 wet tits or something.
Wet tits.
Jay, dial it up right now. 1-800 wet tits and soup bums up.
Friends into wet tits.
Tiny hands and wet tits. Like kissing on wet tits.
No, we used to just try it on these those payphones just to see what would happen.
I worked with this guy who used to call 1-800 1-800 sex lines or 1-888
1-800 wet tits.
Yeah, and he did it during a show while he was on the air.
Really?
He played a lot of music. He would play two or three songs in a row sometimes. So he'd call these sex lines. So he got busted.
Yeah, because
and they're
it's
like,
on that number.
Dude, you're running up some pretty fat bills on that hotline during your show.
It was like, what?
You better knock it off. So anyway, he gets busted again. And they said, okay, don't do that again or you're fired. He did it again and got fired.
Wow.
Blown out.
Well, do you remember his name? Can you write it down? I want to see if he's still in the business.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
He has kind of a common name, so.
Put it on that. I'll find him.
He might be in the
Steve?
North Carolina area.
Okay. Oh, here's.
Experienced callers. Enter your credit card number now or at any time.
Jane, you didn't put your credit card number in yet?
Let's
could be in
game
Florida too.
What's this? 1-800 wet tits.
This is the one I used to call.
This is 1-800 wet tits. Really?
Yeah, back in like 1995.
Are you serious?
Light green eyes.
Have they updated their
full red lips?
Their outgoing message.
A 24-inch waist.
Ooh.
And a tight bubble butt.
Nice.
But baby, don't get excited yet. I haven't told you about the best part.
What is it?
It's free.
My big, round, soft double D's.
Fake!
Mother Nature was very kind to me. And now I want to
share
for
your voice.
These two gorgeous
what a cartoon
gifts
voice.
With a breast man like you.
Wiggling
who can really
boobs.
Appreciate them. Experienced callers, please enter your credit card number now. I love my tiny pink nipples sucked on. Ooh, just thinking about
this is about as far as I would get, and then I didn't have a credit card. So
where'd they find that voice?
And I know
my God,
it's terrible. Love to watch them jiggle when I walk.
That chick could do voice work. I'm serious.
Nice and hard, doesn't it? I'll bet it makes you think about sliding your hard shaft between them.
Oh, yeah, it does.
I want you to explode all over them, baby.
Okay, hang on. Let me put
it. Get some good ideas.
Yeah, I got a credit card in here. Let's see what it does.
Really?
Here I am in the
pink.
Oh, gross. See how tight they are?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it is the end of an era for many longtime Detroit radio listeners. End of a long-time standing show in broadcast history here in Detroit.
You're fired.
Been on the air for more than 22 years.
You're fired.
The last 22 years have been nothing but pure fun.
You're fired.
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 I'm back.
So, do we say this?
Good grief.
Well, yeah, baby.
Welcome back. I know.
It's a tough life being Cubfin.
Welcome back.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back.
Hey. Welcome back.
Oh, would you look at that.
Drew? Guys, where's Drew? Drew?
My God.
We'll be right back.
God, how much music do they have to play? It's their first podcast. We're waiting for Mike Clark to get here.
Oh, bullshit. I've been here.
What is the longest the music ever went? We did complete the music, didn't we?
Oh, many times. Many times.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we've had fun so far without you people because we've been hanging out for the last hour or so.
Yeah, we have. We've been having a great time. Finally, we said we better get moving with this thing.
Yeah.
See the sunrise if we keep on.
What is going on here? We're doing a podcast? What is this, the incredible shrinking radio career?
Yeah, I know. But everybody's doing it. We have to do it like everybody else does it.
No, I'm really excited about it. I love it.
There's,
cool.
There's no contracts. There's no bosses. You know?
No FCC.
No FCC. And as a matter of fact, if you don't believe that, just like I think in the past had to do this, in case there's any doubt whatsoever, we have to, I think, start with the seven words and the fact that we can get away with them. And they would be shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits.
How did they settle on those seven?
I don't know. They seem so lame these days, don't they?
You know, when
I mean, piss?
Well,
tits?
If cocksucker, is it cocksucker?
Cocksucker, yeah.
So cock is okay.
Apparently.
I don't think so.
Well, if it's a rooster you're talking about. but I'm not, you know, to this day, tits never did make it. I mean, well, to this day, all these...
Wait, tits is one of the seven?
Yeah, it's one of the seven. It's the very last one of the seven.
I know, you could never say titty bar on the air. I always thought that was ridiculous. The boob bar, the gentleman's club. No, it's a titty bar.
I know, and tits just seems so boring anymore. How can tits
I don't know.
Just... and piss? Everybody says piss. Cunt. Cunt, that's pretty strong.
That's one of the seven.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's one
that
seven.
Word really. There's no place for that word.
Yeah, to this
that
day.
Word's not safe anywhere.
I'll tell you though, more women are saying cunt these days.
I know.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of like it. The Brits use that word a lot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they always have.
And it can mean a guy too.
Yeah, yeah.
It seems to be anyway.
Yeah.
All those bios I read.
Yeah, Todger and the Brits are the ones that started the hot rear action, HRA, as you recall.
Is that a British thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I brought the tabloids back. That's right. And that's, HRA was frequently a reference to rear action.
Everybody thought it was a hot rod association. No. Hot rear action. No, absolutely not. And by the way, I suppose we should start off too, Drew, by saying that as a tribute to Prince, the awesome Prince, we should go on to say, dearly beloved, we are gathered here today in this podcast, our very first, to get through this thing called life.
Yes.
Prince. How's that to
Is that our prayer, opening
down?
Prayer?
Sound like it.
Very good.
I think he started off...
I love that song.
Purple Rain with that, I think. I think.
Yeah, I did want to talk about the podcast because, you know, we started talking about doing something when my thing blew up at 105.1. We were talking about some terrestrial, and it was obvious if it was going to be terrestrial, regular radio, it'd have to be the morning. And I could tell that you were kind of, you just didn't quite, it's like, I don't know about that. And it's funny, I had this, well, I thought my mojo, I just thought like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't feel it. And I was pushing myself to, no, you got to do terrestrial radio. You're done with this job. You have to get another one. It's like when a job ends, you get another job, right? I mean, that's sort of what you think.
It's usually the way it goes.
And yeah, for normal people.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of kept pushing along those lines and we were talking to some people. And somewhere along the line, became very apparent to me, you know, both my parents are 95, and they're both having some struggles right now, especially my dad. My mom actually is getting along pretty well. She's over at Fox Run, and she's pretty happy. But, you know, she needs attention.
Yeah, care, yeah.
And, you know, she can't, her annuity, for example, the bank wrote a letter, we need proof that you're alive. We're going to keep sending you $1,100 a month.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And she has no driver's license.
They're trying to catch her in the courtyard or something? She's still alive. Yeah, there she is.
No, that wouldn't be good enough. A picture would not suffice.
Oh,
so
I see.
As her power of attorney, I had to prove I was alive and tell them that she's alive. So they'll keep sending you $1,100. And by the end of the day, I thought, you know, isn't it quite obvious that there's a real hole in this one? Because if she wasn't alive, they're just depending on me. I mean, I could scam that $1,100 a month for the rest of my life.
Yeah, right.
Well, until she's 140, I guess.
Yeah,
it'd be
maybe.
Pretty obvious.
Yeah.
So anyway, with my parents both being ill, my dad got a concussion in February. He fell.
Oh, brother. They always fall.
And he's not quite come out of this thing.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's sort of a... I've been back and forth to St. Louis a couple times, and I want to go back
in June probably.
Yeah.
And I just started thinking, you know, I'm going to need clumps of time where I just need to take off.
Yeah.
And then the, you know, the obvious is certainly could possibly happen at some point. I just didn't feel right about taking a 9-to-5 Monday through Friday job. It just seemed like, you know, if I don't have to do that, it seems like this is a good time to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you were leaning the same way, although you seem to have a little less commitment to anything than I did.
Yeah, you might say that. Yeah.
Mike has committed to 2 podcasts a week.
Yeah, yeah. I've really jumped in the swimming pool, haven't I?
That was pretty funny when you said
I jumped in both feet.
When you said I'll do 2, I was like, okay, I kind of I guess I was prepared for that.
I'm a slow starter. I believe in long foreplay, you know.
Well, it seemed like the answer was going to be 0 there for a while.
Yeah, I know.
So 2 seemed like a lot.
I think so. I thought so then. I think so now. In fact, it might be too much.
I thought about it. Well, it's funny because
me right now.
I sent Mike a text and I said, Mike, it looks like we're going to record the first podcast at 5:00. And Mike writes back, well, isn't that during, I have to come over during rush hour traffic.
God, am I a whiner? I didn't realize I'm such a whiner.
Rush hour traffic?
God.
From Losser to Coolidge?
Well, I didn't think of it as a lot. I was thinking of coming down Woodward all the way, and then I'm thinking 5:00 Woodward, you know.
It's a little.
Yeah, you know.
It could be cleaner.
Well, in the summer, you know, they love to tear Woodward up. Every summer they tear the shit out of Woodward.
It's not exactly a parking lot.
Yeah, and then
you could go 696.
You could. You could.
3-4 exits.
Nonetheless, I will admit, I come across as a very, as a whiner.
Yeah, that was a little. Well, I think you're just a little high maintenance.
I did. A little? Trish, yeah, no, I've realized a lot of things. Over the 3 years that I've been off the air, I've spent a long time examining myself, and I'm not gonna fight with a lot of this. A lot of this stuff, I've been to the cry car and back 100 times.
Yeah. The other beef I should point out before we get past this is that you didn't like the idea of getting home so late.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like 8:00.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you're leaving at like 4:40.
I know. Brother, already?
I didn't know we had some sound over.
Oh, no.
We had that going already.
Oh, the first fucking drop, really?
Where's Sam Kinison? Man. I know people are going, where's Sam Kinison?
No, it's too early
Mr. Helper?
Oh, it's too early for that.
People are really dying to hear that
and
one.
And while you're at it, keep dumping on me, and I want to know how many stairs at your goddamn house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how many stairs?
You know.
Well, that's you know. Actually, I'm very sympathetic to your knee issue. That's
yeah.
Well, you could get it replaced.
No, not me. I don't have that kind of luck. I'll go in. I get my knee replaced. Everybody else gets their knee replaced. Oh yeah, I was back in the job in a week. Now I get my knee replaced, and it's like there's an infection set in. The manufacturer, the knee, the replacement they use is no good, and they got to take it out, put another one in, and. That's just the kind of luck I have. So
I can't say I would be excited about getting your replacement.
No.
I would think, watching you hobble the way you do, I expect at some point you're going to go, this is such an imposition, I'm just going to go in and do it. But that hasn't happened.
It hasn't happened yet. I hope it never does, but it will.
Have you ever come to the point where you said, you know what, I've got to do this?
Never.
Really? You know, I was thinking that was probably the case.
But I will tell you this. I have come to the point where I realize that at some point I'm going to have to do that.
It seems like that some point would have come by now.
I know. Well, it's because I'm freaked out to do it. I'm so freaked out to do it.
Just the idea of a long hospital stay?
I think it's because, Drew, this left leg of mine from an old motorcycle accident, which is where it all started, and I just think there were so many operations and so much time in the hospital that it just burnt me out. You know, it just
you said that's the
out.
End. I'm done with this leg.
Yeah, I'm
this
done
is the best
with
it's going to be.
Yeah, and I just the idea of going under the knife again and anesthesia and it's got to be general anesthesia. You know, all of that. It's just it doesn't have to be. Actually, it turns out. Although
you don't have to go under for a knee replacement.
Well, you know what? They can give you those spinals now. Now that is the other thing. I will say this too. It does seem the longer I wait, the better and easier knee replacements are getting.
I know the philosophy, my man.
Anything, yes.
Yeah, I've said it myself many times about my back. And
yeah.
They keep coming up with new stuff.
Well, they do, though.
It's more sense to wait.
Well, they do.
What am I going to do? I'm going to get new hair or something. He's coming with better ways of replacing your hair. My God, I should just wait.
Yeah.
Why do it now? There'll be a better way in 10 years. Of course, by then, you know, how old are you, for Christ's sake?
but it's true. It really is. But the thing is I know at some point something's going to have to be dealt with. But I do really think that in the beginning, fuck, man, I was in the hospital for almost 90 days, 7 operations. And there's so much pain involved in any kind of bone surgery. Oh, it's so much pain.
Oh, I'm sure knee replacement is a pretty dramatic thing. The shape of your leg.
I know.
Seeing that walk for this long, it just seems like, but man, you just soldier on.
I know. It's funny how weak I am, isn't it? Funny, in some areas where I have no willpower, you know what I mean?
You've got a stubbornness and a something of put one leg in front of the other thing that's really powerful.
Yeah. And that, which Trish points it out all the time. It's just amazing how weak and lacking of willpower you are in so many areas. And yet, when it's something that, you know, you have a certain something that you want to protect or you like, which you're always
or avoid.
If I like it or
yeah, whatever, if you like it, yeah,
or whatever. Then, wow, then it's incredible. What I can put myself through and everybody else.
No doubt about it.
And it's true, man. It is true. Well, I wonder if I've got dementia, because I'm the same thing. I'll be walking around thinking it's Sunday. Positive. Michael, it's Thursday. Like, what?
I think that's from not working.
I know it is.
It's funny how little what day it matters. Yeah. I still do love the weekend. I know. Even though, you know, not working, it doesn't really matter. But.
I know. I still hate Monday.
I don't like Monday either. It's funny. Why do I not like Monday? It's like, it's no harm to me. I mean, what's going to happen to me? I don't have to work today.
I know. I don't know what. I think it's just we spend our lifetimes, everybody does, hating Monday. You know, it's the beginning of the week and all kinds of things that one has to do and responsibilities. And so it's traditionally not enjoyed all that much. And it just sticks with you after a number of years when you have that feeling about a certain day. But yeah, my dad,
Sunday seems like the end of good things. I still have that dreaded feeling on Sunday afternoon. We were talking about this, I forgot who it was, but we were talking about the ticking of the 60 minutes stopwatch. And as a kid, how horrible that was when you heard the 60 minutes stopwatch. Like, oh my God, the weekend is really over now because this horrible adult show is coming
out. Yeah, it's true.
I love the show now.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. If you hear that ticking, it's like, oh man.
The weekend's over, football's over, everything is over.
That's right. There's a depression there, you know?
Definitely.
It really is. It just not that much fun. My dad, though, thank God. I will say, though, my dad is doing pretty well. He's, although he's got his issues, believe me, he's struggling. You know, he's got macular
degeneration. Anybody in their 90s?
Yeah, he can't hear. Now he can't see with macular degeneration. He's got his brain. He's real good with that. His memory is great. You know, he knows the computers better than I do.
Wow, are you kidding me?
I think the computer is really what's
keeping him going.
Yeah,
that's great.
I always believe that. It used to be crossword puzzles. Then he could no longer see to do them. But the computer keeps him. And, you know, he gets himself involved in all kinds of uploads and, you know, upgrades.
Does he visit the porn world at all?
No.
No?
Not, well, really? Not that I know of.
Wouldn't he share that with you?
I know of.
I don't know if I'm buying that.
That would be horrible.
Never. You know, wait, how long has he must have been in the computer for a while if he's into it that much now, right?
Well, you know, it's possible. The worst that ever became with my dad was when I ran into a Mickey Spillane book. I remember that. And one of the pages was dog-eared, and it was this really rough sexual encounter in this book.
Mickey Spillane book.
Yeah, Mickey Spillane, I'll never forget.
He's really getting out there on the edge, huh?
Yeah.
Really, you don't think he's ever sought out porn online?
Well, no.
No?
I don't think so.
God, he's your dad? You sure he's your dad?
Maybe I'm blocking it. I could be blocking it.
Possibly.
I don't know that. I would
probably say the same about my dad if he were screwing around on computers a lot, but he's not.
It might be so horrible to consider it that I'm just blocking it. It could be. It could be.
I
don't know that.
I would think 20 years ago, he would have had some interest in
it. Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, he had way back in the 70s, you know, ran into that sack full of 8mm.
Oh, his buddy Art?
Well, no.
Is that what you're referring to?
No, this was a sack full of 8mm videos.
Oh!
Yeah, and I remember putting them on the old Bell and Howell. You know,
you put them up to see what they were?
See what they were.
What the hell was that?
Here was this Navy guy sitting there with a dick like 3 feet across. It was like 4 inches high and like 3 feet across.
What? A true...
It was Swedish erotica. You probably don't even...
We're talking serious girth here.
Girth, gigundous. No length at all.
This is your dad's version of porn?
It was graphic pornography.
Wow. So did it freak you out a little bit?
Very much so. In fact, I haven't thought about it until now.
What was the matter with Larry Flint and Hugh Hefner and regular old American porn?
No, I think he was past it by then, I think. I don't think he ever got into that. Well, although...
Oh, so maybe he discovered that a long time ago, and that was what he had when he was into it.
I got to tell you, come to think of it, I took a few nude pictures of my girlfriend in high school.
Oh, yeah.
And he freaked me out not so long ago when he said he had seen a couple of those.
What?
And I said, what? My girlfriend? Really? How did you see that?
Probably dug the hell out of that.
Oh. Because she was hot.
I remember when you acknowledged throwing those out and how much you regretted that.
Oh, did I regret that?
When you're going through your heavy Christian phase.
Yeah, to this day I regret it. I really do. I really do regret it to this day.
And what a shame.
The good thing is that I stared at them for so many years that they're forever seared into my
brain. You know what's on the other side.
Exactly what they look like. But the thing of it is, I said, how in the hell did you see that? And he says, well, you know, you were using my old Polaroid camera. And when you stripped off the image, it left that gooey negative behind, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, he was.
So he wanted to see what you were up to?
He had a lousy image, but he had an image.
Damn.
Yes, and he found it, and I foolishly left it in a waste paper basket.
And he went in the waste basket to see this?
Yes.
So he knew you were up to. He knew you were up to.
Oh yeah, he knew I had his camera.
He was creeping.
Yeah,
he was creeping.
That's wild. Yeah, very wild. So
just assume that's the wildest thing your dad's ever done.
Yeah, I think it was.
That porn sounds pretty crazy.
Yeah, I think it was.